Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. What will your children be learning in Lutheran schools this year? Particularly, how do we teach about Jesus? What is it? What is the message when we gather around his word in school chapels? What is the message that they'll most likely be hearing as they gather together in schools? We're going to talk about that today and take a look at the chapel talks for this academic year, for the school year in Lutheran schools in the first half. In the second half, we'll take a look at guilt and forgiveness and its effect on health, a new resource available on that as well. So you will find out more about that in the second half of the program. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Bob Riggert, author of this year's Chapel Talks, Upon This Rock, 2016-17 Chapel Talks for Lutheran Schools. Pastor Riggert, welcome to Faith and Family.
Good morning. Thank you, Andy. I look forward to the conversation.
Thanks for taking some time to share with us about school ministry and what happens in chapels. Tell us a little bit about your ministry, both as a teacher, a principal, a pastor, an education executive. You're serving in the district office. Tell us a little bit about your work and your service to the church.
It's just been a wonderful journey that continues with opportunities. I grew up going to a two-room Lutheran school in northern Kansas, and that shaped my desire for ministry. Went to, at that time, Concordia Teachers College, Seward, where I met my wife and launched into a teaching ministry in Cleveland, Ohio, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I was a teacher principal. Part of that journey was, I think lots of people had told me through the years I should consider the pastoral ministry, and I kind of rebelled against that. While teaching in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the seminary moved from Springfield to Fort Wayne, and I ran out of excuses since it was in my backyard. And that led me to the pastoral ministry, several congregations in Iowa. And then in 1997, I received the call to be executive assistant for education and youth and ultimately stewardship in Iowa District West, where I got to work with the Lutheran schools of the district and really got to connect. I was blessed to be part of a school cabinet that Bill Cochran started at that time, and was blessed to see Lutheran schools around the country. So God's just given me lots of opportunities, Andy.
Tell me about why you accepted the noble task of preparing the chapel talks for Lutheran schools for this coming year.
Well, I did so at the invitation of Terry Schmidt and his partners. This is really my the third time that I've written the chapel talks. I did so in 2009 and 10 under the theme "Christ Be My Leader." Did so last year under the theme Life Together. And Terry approached me again this year, whether I would consider that that assignment. It's just a wonderful opportunity because it's such a, that weekly chapel time is such an integral part of the life of the Lutheran school. And having a resource that's child-friendly, certainly Christ-centered, child-friendly, teacher-pastor-friendly, is something real close to my heart. And so I dove in again. I was really excited about the topic Upon This Rock, which, as most of us know, was also the theme of the Synodical Convention just completed. And I think school ministry obviously chose that theme very, very intentionally because Lutheran schools are such an integral part of who we are as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so to take that theme from a convention floor to every congregation and to every Lutheran school is really a neat opportunity.
How can schools use this resource, this book of Chapel Talks?
Well, I think traditionally, most Lutheran schools that I'm familiar with have a weekly chapel time, and this resource, the resource includes not only the chapel talk, it also includes the accompanying text. It includes a potential hymn for the pastor or teacher or who's ever leading that chapel. Most of what you need for that is right in front of you. I hope it's very, very user friendly. One of the things we've done the last couple of years, which seems to have been greatly appreciated by schools and churches, is the chapel talks are based on the assigned readings for the week. So the Sunday morning, the lessons that they hear in the Sunday morning worship service are picked up again then in the weekly chapel service. So really it becomes a theme for the week. We bring Sunday morning back into the school for the week. So that seems to have been seems to be really, really appreciated by many. And certainly it's available for the pastor who is leading that service, and for the pastor who maybe their background is not education. How do you construct a service, if you will, that connects the children to the lessons? It's designed to be very user-friendly for whoever uses it. What's exciting about this year's resource, and Matt Burkhold and others at the school ministry office just did a wonderful job of designing it. The rock theme ties into every chapel in one way or another. It's organized in such a way we start with rock collecting, which is a object lesson. A rock exploration, which is an introduction to the lesson of the day. And then we get to standing on the rock, where we really get into the text, and the desire, obviously, is that in every lesson, every week, they meet the rock that is Jesus. And then it concludes with relying on the rock, which is a prayer. So really the whole chapel service, in a sense, is right in front of you. Obviously, there are opportunities for adaptation for the local setting, but without too much additional work, the leader has a chapel service right in front of them.
What is unique about the ministry of Lutheran schools when it comes to what is unique about Lutheran schools and this opportunity to gather together for worship?
Oh, it's at the heart, Andy, of who the Lutheran school is. You know, a Lutheran school is built on the rock. You know, whether it's built on the black soils of the Midwest or the sandy soils of the coast or whatever, wherever that Lutheran school is, it's built on the rock that is Jesus. And that is celebrated in worship, in the worship in the classroom. And in most school settings then, the whole school gets together for a half hour or whatever time limit and gathers in worship. And over the years, whether it's in the district role or whatever, I've led lots of school chapel services. And it is to hear these kids sing and to energetically worship, it's just a highlight of the week for many of our Lutheran schools.
As you see students gathering together in worship, whether they're preschool students or eighth grade students, maybe even high school students, What is your hope that they would gain, or that they might experience in that worship?
That they would again see and celebrate Jesus. That they get a connection again with Jesus, and they especially get that as a worshiping community. That the Lutheran school worships together. I know several schools that do chapel families, mm-hmm. where they will have a kindergartner and an eighth grader sitting in the pew together. And it really demonstrates that that we are a family together as a school, and as that family we worship together. I know a number of Lutheran schools also that weekly chapel time is families of the church, families of the school are also invited to participate, that it really becomes another worship opportunity in the congregation or the association of the school.
Let's revisit the theme. Tell me a little bit more about the theme for this year, Upon This Rock.
Yeah, it's based upon the passage from Isaiah chapter 26, where the Lord, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord our God is an everlasting rock. That was given to me as the theme passage to build everything around. And then I think a couple of other key texts. Would be the Matthew 16 Jesus dialogue with Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus follows up on this rock, on this confession, on this truth of Christ. Everything is built. The other text that just kind of energized me is the 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, where it talks about, and the rock is Christ. So the intent really is to leave no doubt that the rock upon which our individual faith, the rock upon which our Lutheran schools is built is Christ. And we just want that message. I just want that message to come out clearly every week, certainly every day, but every week. So that's where that rock picture, that rock theme is really an exciting one to build around or build on.
How did you utilize that theme? How did you work with that theme as you wrote the chapel talks for this year?
Well, again, it's built upon the assigned lessons for the week, like the first Sunday in Advent to those. And what I did is looked at the three texts and say, how can we bring a rock emphasis out of one of these lessons. So in every lesson, the title rock is included in the lessons, and hopefully not in a, we really got to stretch this, but hopefully in a very meaningful, comfortable way. So as I built them, every week we look for some way to tie in the rock. And build around that or build on that.
How might this extend into the home? How might this theme and the messages extend into the home? What would you like for them to
I really appreciate that question, Andy. And I think Lutheran School Ministries has a broader vision this year for this resource. Traditionally, it's been a resource for Lutheran schools chapels, and that's still a primary focus. But the availability of it this year, online, et cetera, makes it available to any family, homeschool family, any family that wants an additional family devotion resource. I think it could be, hopefully, my prayer would be that the schools would emphasize this is our theme for the week. By the way, this theme is also being used for National Lutheran Schools Week this year. I've been asked I was asked to write the materials for that. So really, this is a theme for Lutheran schools and Lutheran school families for the whole year. And so families can access it. Homeschool families can go to the LCMS School Ministry website, and they can easily find the chapels, and they can click on it, and they can order it. They can download it for free, or there's also directions there of how they can order a hard copy. So, again, to the credit of Lutheran School Ministry and others, this resource is being dispensed generously throughout the church. Another place that it might be used, because it's built on the assigned lessons, the pericopes for the week, it could also be a resource for congregations that don't have a Lutheran school, and the pastor is looking for a resource for children's lessons. It could also be, I think, a very, very handy resource for that setting also.
Certainly. Well, it's relatively easy to get. You can find it on the LCMS website in PDF version, or if you want a hard copy of it, you can get it on Amazon, which is a new thing this year, right?
Exactly. $9.99 plus shipping. So, and in years past, I think they charged $20. So there's a real effort to make a resource available to the church. Go to LCMS School Ministry, and it's right there.
LCMS.org, you can search for the Chapel Talks, 2016-17 Chapel Talks, and it's pretty easy to get a hold of. And certainly schools will be using this year, but as you pointed out, it's a great tool for families at home as well to reflect on the Sunday pericope, the Sunday readings.
Correct.
Well, I like what you've done with how you've utilized the theme Upon This Rock with each week's message and how that plays out in the book, looking at the theme for each week, using the term rock and rock collecting, rock exploration, standing on the rock in each week. What as you were preparing these and as you were writing these, where did you find yourself? Where did you find yourself writing these? What was helping you prepare as you were studying God's Word to write these?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess the desire always is again to be on Christ the Rock. I also went back to my Lutheran school experience. We certainly want these to be child-friendly in the sense that kids can understand the concept. So I guess I kept in mind an elementary audience, but certainly I'd want to emphasize, I think with very little adaptation, that they certainly could be used by preschools. They're not limited to elementary. The other place I found myself, I'm blessed with 13 grandchildren, and a number of them are elementary school age. So part of the audience that I have in my mind is my own grandchildren. What would I want them to hear and see and experience as these truths are shared with them?
Looking ahead to the school year, looking ahead at what lies ahead in 2016-2017, we don't know what will happen, and it seems like our culture, our country, those things are ever changing and not always heading in a direction that perhaps we would hope for. But how do you think the message that's proclaimed in Upon This Rock in the Chapel Talks this year will help students face this world around them, help students and their families face this world around them? And
I think that's an excellent analogy. Lots of things are crumbling around us, you know, and whether that's on a grand scale or in the individual lives of students, you know, they may see their parents' marriage crumble. They just, things are always crumbling. And we want the kids to know the truth that Christ the Rock is always solid. You know, the Isaiah 26 passage says he's the everlasting rock. That will never crumble. And they can stand on that in every experience, every phase of their life. And if a Lutheran school and the chapel time can be one of the partners in helping to build a faith that always stands on that rock, you know, that's just really what we're about.
Why is it important for us to have Lutheran schools today? Why is it important to have this network of Lutheran schools and the kind staff here at the International Center who helps support those schools to help LCMS School Ministry continue strong and to grow? Why is it important for us to have Lutheran schools today?
Because Christ is their rock. They're a rock of our church. I think historically, and again in uncertain times, where basic biblical truths are questioned and sometimes ridiculed, to have our kids on the rock in a Lutheran school is just more important than ever, and I think lots of families recognize that. I think our school office does a great job, as do the districts across the Synod, of trying to resource them and help them be that place.
With about a minute and a half left, Bob, tell me, do you have a favorite chapel talk from this year's chapel talks?
Oh, wow. the introduction and the conclusion, there's one for every week, and we have one for the opening service, and it's based upon the Isaiah 26 verse 4 pastors. The Lord is the everlasting rock. And one of the things that we do in that one is we invite the schools to share with their kids some of the history of the school on the opening day. And the emphasis that, you know, the buildings may change, the staff may change, there may be some changes from the previous school year, but one thing is always the same, and that is this school stands on the rock that is Jesus, and that's the foundation we want to put for the school chapel series and for the school year. So I guess everything kind of flows from that.
The Reverend Bob Riggert, author of Upon This Rock, 2016-17 Chapel Talks for Lutheran Schools. Pastor Riggert, thanks so much for being my guest today and sharing with us about this great resource.
Thank you for the opportunity, Andy, and blessings to you and to our Lutheran schools.
Thank you. God bless you, too. You can, again, you can find the resource on lcms.org. Look for Chapel Talks. You can search for it, or you can look for it in LCMS School Ministry there on the website. You can also find it, that's the free download on lcms.org. If you want to buy a printed copy of it, you can do that on amazon.com. Just take a look on amazon.com for Upon This Rock, 2016-17 Chapel Talks for Lutheran Schools. We're going to continue our conversation. We'll take a look at how guilt and forgiveness affect health right here on Faith and Family. That's up next on Worldwide KFUO.
Thank you. Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Here's important news for parents who take their kids to pediatricians. The American Academy of Pediatrics outright rejects sexual abstinence until marriage and is advocating pediatricians initiate early sex education with young children. This is contrary to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, which advocate pediatricians encourage abstinence until marriage or encourage children to stop engaging in sex because it's the safest and healthiest lifestyle choice. Parents, be on guard. If your pediatrician wants to talk with your children privately without your presence, say no. Don't risk them trying to indoctrinate your children with their brand of sex education with values likely counter to your own.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Who are KFUO Day sponsors? They're people like you. They're listeners who appreciate and support the Lord's work in broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ every day. For more information on becoming a KFUO Day sponsor, contact Mary Schmidt at 314-996-1518 or Joni Harwell at 314-996-1512 or email us to find out more at gifts@kfuo.org.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listen to Worldwide KFUO a click away 24 hours a day at KFUO.org. With our KFUO website and smartphone apps, you can listen to our live stream and our on-demand programs and podcasts anytime, day or night. Listen to Worldwide KFUO when you're available and where you are. Listen on your car radio, Bluetooth devices, smartphones, podcast players, Wi-Fi radios, and so many other listening devices. Listen today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever. And tell your friends about KFUO a click away 24 hours a day at KFUO.org.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsors on this Friday, August 5th, 2016. Today's day sponsors are the children and grandchildren of Art Walther. Today's day sponsors have made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in honor of Art Walther on what would have been his 100th birthday today. They are thankful to God for the blessings of such a wonderful father and grandfather. Once again, we say thank you to the children and grandchildren of Art Walther, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsors.
Start your weekday mornings with me, Andy Bates. We'll share news pertinent to the Christian life and engaging conversation with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We'll enjoy music of the church, scripture reading, and a study of the daily New Testament reading with a guest pastor. And we'll join together in morning prayer. Weekday mornings 7 to 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.